With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A driver died after a truck hit a tree in the town of St. Germain. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got word of the accident around 9:30 last night along Highway 155 near 16 Road. The caller said they heard a crash and walked outside to find a truck in the ditch that had struck a tree. The first deputy there found the driver was breathing but not alert. The driver was taken by ambulance to a Spiros Howard Young Hospital. Life-saving efforts were made on the way, but the driver was pronounced dead at the hospital. The name will be withheld until family can be notified. Oneida County is trying out a weekly water testing process this summer for the county's most popular public beaches. WXPR's Katie Thorson tagged along as Buck Lakes Beach was tested this week.
After noting the wind speed and direction, beach use, and any debris in the water like plants, dead fish, or garbage, Oneida County Environmental Health Specialist Maddie Homestead wades out into the water at Buck Lake until she's about knee-deep. First, she takes the water temperature.
So it's at 77.0.
Then she dips a bottle into the water to collect a sample. That sample will be sent to the Vilas County Health Department to test for E. coli. This process is done at 4 beaches each week in Oneida County: Buck Lake and Hodag Park in Rhinelander, the Sugar Camp Public Beach, and Torpy Park in Minocqua. Homestead says the weekly testing is important because sickness from E. coli can range from vomiting and diarrhea to skin and eye infections. It can even lead to more serious conditions, like meningitis in extreme cases.
Even something as simple as rain and runoff from a heavy rainstorm, because animals go to the bathroom, and we are in the Northwoods, there's lots of animals. So that runoff can flow into the lakes, and then, say, on a nice sunny day, it can kind of incubate in the lake and increase the levels.
The Oneida County Health Department does the testing early Monday morning and will typically get and post results Tuesday afternoon or early Wednesday, both on its website and Facebook page. If E. coli levels come back at an unhealthy level, signage will be posted at the beach and the health department will increase testing at that beach.
We don't want the beach to be closed for a whole week. We try to get it opened up as soon as possible.
Homestead says it's not a perfect system as water can change from day to day, but she's hopeful it will keep people healthy while enjoying the Northwoods.
Our summers are so short, it feels like, and no one wants to spend their time sick after they went to the beach.
The health department started this regular testing June 16th and has not had any samples come back at a dangerous level as of Monday morning. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Oneida County.
A Wisconsin nonprofit serving people with disabilities is waiting to hear if federal changes to Medicaid will impact their clients and caregivers, which overwhelmingly rely on the program for their health care needs. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time. So they might heal up, but they're going to be susceptible to another sore in that same area without active movement and repositioning.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. Tesloff says most of their clients are deemed to have a level of disability that could place them in a nursing home, and most are poor. About half live with their parents, who she says can easily experience burnout. She explains the day services provide respite for these caregivers and prevent costly nursing home placements for clients.
So looking ahead, if you have all these parent caregivers, who some of them are on Medicaid because they're caring for somebody that's on Medicaid and they need health insurance themselves, if they become more ill as well and aren't able to care for their person and they need long-term care. It doesn't seem like legislators have thought of that. People that are caring for all these people, that's a big group.
Starting December of 2026, most Medicaid recipients will be required to complete at least 80 hours per month of work, schooling, or community service to retain coverage. There are exceptions, but it's not clear if they will apply to people caring for an adult with a disability. John Sindergaard, executive director at CP, says lawmakers have assured them that their clients won't be impacted.
But then in the next breath, they're all telling us that they can't necessarily be certain about that because they don't know the details. And in many cases, it's sobering to say that they haven't even worked their way through all of the legislation in its entirety yet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A Mosinee man was cited for going much too fast on Highway 51 last week. Mike Leishner reports.
The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says they received a report of a man riding a motorcycle carelessly weaving through traffic on the highway last Wednesday. They passed the information on to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, who was able to position an officer ahead of the bike near Irma. That officer clocked the motorcycle at more than 120 miles per hour in a 65 zone and also observed him passing between two vehicles. When he was pulled over, the 19-year-old said his speedometer was broken and he thought he was only going 90. He was cited for speeding, reckless driving, and unauthorized display of registration. The man's name was not released.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin's race for governor is hitting the airwaves more than a year before voting begins. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in cable TV, radio, and online ads Monday. That's 13 months before the August 11, 2026 primary. Berrien is the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. He and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann have announced bids as Republicans. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.